This is CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus of the CNN Center. Starting with some breaking news from yesterday, there was a mass shooting at a conference center in San Bernardino, California. It's a city east of Los Angeles. Police say, quote, upwards of 14 people were killed and upwards of 14 more were injured. Officials did not know yesterday if this was a terrorist attack. Witnesses reported seeing three gunmen who were believed to drive away in an SUV after the shooting. A CNN security analyst says that suggests the attack was planned in advance. Teacher, CNN.com will have the latest details on this incident. Next today, after the November 13th terrorist attacks in Paris, France's government asked its allies to increase their military action against the ISIS terrorist group. The governments of Britain and Germany are considering doing exactly that. And the U.S. is expanding its military involvement in Iraq. America is adding a new strike force to the 3,000-plus U.S. troops who are currently in the Middle Eastern country.
After frequent White House denials that U.S. troops would face combat in Iraq and Syria, today the president is ordering dozens of U.S. special forces into combat roles involving direct action against ISIS.
These special operators will over time be able to conduct raids, free hostages, gather intelligence, and capture ISIL leaders.
The new expeditionary force will number in the dozens, though support forces will expand its total footprint to about 200.
This force and the operations this force will conduct will provide us additional intelligence that will make our operations much more effective.
Part of their mission, raids like this one in northern Iraq in October, a daring joint operation involving Kurdish commandos and the U.S. Army's Delta Force to free these ISIS-held prisoners, demonstrating the added danger of direct action. One Delta Force operator, Master Sergeant Joshua Wheeler, was killed. This new deployment to Iraq is in addition to the 50 special forces the U.S. is already deploying on the ground in Syria.
It puts everybody on notice in Syria. You don't know at night who's going to be coming in the window. And that's the sensation that we want all of ISIL's leadership and followers to have. So it's an important capability.
The expanded U.S. combat role comes in the aftermath of Paris. And as progress against ISIS on the battlefield has been halting.
Okay, now for something that blends history, journalism, science, media. We're kicking off a two-part series today that looks at the past and potential future of communication as we know it. Most changes in the way two people are able to reach each other have been tied to and limited by the technology available to them. Of course, it's possible for us to speak to someone else live at virtually any other place on Earth. What's next could be an illusion.
How we communicate, how we say hello, how we stay in touch has changed dramatically. Going back to the mid-19th century, it's been something of an epic story.
The telegram, developed in 1844 by Samuel Morse, the inventor of the Morse code, allowed us to stay in touch over long distance. The first message read, "What hath God wrought?" 1876 saw the telephone ring for the first time, invented by a Scotsman, Alexander Graham Bell. The first words he uttered, "Mr. Watson, come here, I want to see you." By 1960, we could talk to each other from anywhere on Earth via satellite, thanks to the Echo 1 satellite launched by NASA. The first electronic message or email was sent in 1971 by Ray Tomlinson, an American computer engineer. His message simply said QWERTY-EOP, or the top 10 letters on a keyboard. By 1973, we had the first cell phone, developed by another American, Martin Cooper. It was known as the Brick. But the great game changer came in 1991, the World Wide Web, invented by a British computer scientist, Tim Berners-Lee. It led to everything we have today, Skype, Twitter, Facebook, a new world of online communication.
So, what can we expect next? Well, what better for inspiration than the movies? Everybody remembers the scene, Princess Leia sending an SOS from the 1977 movie Star Wars. Well, a scientist in California is absolutely convinced that we'll all be communicating just like this, holographically, pretty soon.
David Fatal is a French-born physicist. His field, controlling and manipulating light.
We've invented a new type of display, a holographic display, able to produce interactive holograms at the tip of your finger, in the palm of your hand, for cell phones and for the future of displays.